اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل
محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, the listeners of the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network, right?
Especially students.
Especially in cooperation with the students.
I can't read
of
page 7.
The school. Mr. Minhal Hussein Nasir, Mr.
Especially,
Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari, Mr.
Especially,
Mahdi Chasib Al Husseinan, and Sayyid Muhammad Hadi.
And especially Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari.
And of course, me is there too.
Especially not Sayyid Muhammad Yahya Jafari.
Thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, we hope that you have started a good day. And in this day, inshallah, we wish all the good feelings and emotions and inshallah, all the good events, adventures must happen to you. And for that, the first thing that you can do is to be thankful to Allah Almighty that has given us another day, right? So this day, inshallah, we'll have again one more lesson about the Quran Kareem, how to read and recite the Quran Kareem. And we are, of course, in the second level of this series. So in this level, we also talked about many topics. So we reached and lastly talked about the stations, stopping or pauses, signs and symptoms in the Holy Quran. Totally. So beside these topics, that where to make a pause, I mean the stations in the Holy Quran, we have different other signs as well, okay? Like the sign of the end of the ayah, yeah? The sign of the starting of a chapter, a juz, yes? And also a part of the chapter or hizb, we said, yes? So there are different kind of signs, but we're talking about the signs of where to make a pause. Yes, are we allowed to make a pause? Where we are not allowed to make a pause? Okay, this kind of stations. So five of them, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we learned in the previous sessions. So let's review them and then we'll go and continue to some more signs, right? Ready?
Ready.
So let's review them. Five of them we did, right?
Yes.
What were those?
Jim.
Jim.
Wala.
قال
سلا
صلا
لا
لا
ميم
لا and
ميم
ميم
ميم النصب.
Okay, what was the meaning of جيم؟
جيم it's 50-50 to if you want to stop or go.
50-50 for you, 50 for me, right?
No, it's like yeah, if you want to stop, you stop. If you want to go,
جيم comes from the word جايز.
Yes,
جايز. It means you have the إجازة or permission. You're allowed to do it. Okay, if you go out of breath or shortage of breath, okay? You have respiratory problems, so you can make a pause there. It's okay, no problem, Mahdi. All right?
What about when Salah? Salah?
Salah.
Yes.
What about
it's
Salah?
2550.
It is?
2550.
2550?
No, 2500.
How did you guess that?
Salah, can I say? Salah.
Let Minhal Hussein say this. What was Salah?
Forgot.
It comes from Saad. So I mean, wasl.
Oh, you have to join the previous letter with the...
Well, actually, it means you can stop here.
But it's better to join.
It's better to join them. It's better to join.
And Ghala is better to stop here.
It's more like, Ghala is more like Hamza til Qata. So.
Actually, Qala is just the opposite of Salah. So in Salah, Qala, both of them, you can make a pause in these two stations.
But the thing is, better to make
a pause. In Salah, it's better to connect
the
previous words because with the next word.
Stop. In Qala, it's better to stop.
In Qala, it's better to make a pause. Okay? This is the station that you can, it's better to stop. Maybe there are some passengers. Okay? Waiting for the bus. Then, so these three, number four, la. Lam and alif, lam, alif, la.
It means you have to stop.
La means
you have to stop.
You don't have to stop. La means don't stop.
La. Don't stop. No station.
So all right, Lati?
So, la means don't make a pause. Why? Why? Because if you make a pause, min hala say, if you make a pause, the meaning,
so what is
which,
the za?
What
does that mean?
The meaning will change.
We'll talk about it now, okay? So, la mean, do not make a pause. Not allowed. Because the meaning changes, okay? Or, the meaning that the ayah wanted to explain or give you, okay? That would not be given, okay? If you make a pause, that will not be given. So, that's about la. And the next one was meme.
What?
So we had two types of meme, right? Two small and tiny or baby meme in the Quran. So one of them was?
One of the meme that it was a full meme that is like change the last letter to meme.
Like mama. Min. Like mom.
Min
like
qabl, for example.
Like, let's say min, but sometimes it's like meme.
Yeah, great.
And the small meme, the baby of the baby meme, is you should stop
the baby of the baby meme.
Yeah,
it means you have to make a pause. All right, Hadi.
You have to stop.
Great. So, these five signs of stopping, we learned. Alhamdulillah. Let's go to the next ones. The next one is waqful ma'anaqa.
The three dots.
The three dots.
So the six dots. There's six dots.
Actually, three dots, but again, we have three dots.
Can I say
so? Three, two, three dots we have here.
Qur'ani nabd hayati, Qur'ani tahar dhati, Qur'ani asmatu amri, Qur'ani tawq najati. Qur'ani nabd hayati.
How to learn Qur'an easy? What is the correct way to read the Qur'an? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
I want you to go to page
1, 2.
Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah, once check out. In Surah Al-Baqarah, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Thalikal kitabu la rayba. Fihi hudan lil muttaqin. If you take a look at this ayah, you can see that there are like six dots there. La raiba. On the top of
both. Where is it?
Raiba fihi. Raiba fihi.
On second ayah.
Raiba fihi. Sorry, don't have.
You don't have?
Yes.
Maybe in some versions of the Quran, maybe it's not. But actually, yeah, it must be, okay?
No, sorry, it has
za.
Za?
Za.
Za means, za is like jim, okay? Because the versions of the Quran, okay? I mean, when they publish them, okay, when they edit the Quran, I mean the signs, maybe they, based on the meaning, okay, they think that this one is better here. So, in this Quran, Osman Taha version, if you take a look, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ, on the top of ba, we have three dots. فِيهِ, on the top of ha, again, we have three dots. What does it mean, Muhammad Hadi? Do you know? What do you think?
You can do...
It's better to stop.
We can stop here, but
if it didn't stop, we should stop in next one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're kind of close.
What do you think? You can stop there, but like there.
If not this one, this one.
There are two stations here. If we don't stop in the first one, we should stop in the second one. If we stop in the first one, we shouldn't stop in the second.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What are you right? Okay, you are right.
Because it says Dalik al Kitab la Rayba Fi. Well, people just stop at la Rayba Fi.
Yeah. So, what does it mean? It means that in these two stations, at one of them, you must make a pause. Okay? And if you made the pause at the first one, la raib, you made the pause sakin, okay? So you don't have to make the pause again in the second one. So two of them are there, so you have two choices, two options. Either stop at the first one or skip the first one, connect it to the next part, and make a pause at the second one. So the thing is this, that you have to make a pause at one of them, okay? Like this. Look. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب. I made a pause at the first one. So when I want to read it again, I continue from the second part and I will not make a pause again at the second station or at the second sign. فيه هدى للمتقين.
So can we start reading from page 2 to page...
We will continue from page 6. So, look, listen to this, Mahdi. Let me read this way. Is it correct or wrong? Can you listen to me?
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى
لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
No.
It's incorrect.
No.
It is not incorrect.
Read again.
It doesn't...
You didn't...
Give you the meaning correctly. Okay? Yes. When you stop at one of them, they emphasize on the meaning, the importance of the meaning becomes much clearer.
Can I read it like how you
okay?
I want to read it.
This was wrong, yes? I had to make a pause. So yeah, now let me do another one. Let me recite in another way.
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
No,
yeah.
Wrong.
So
you stopped at both stations.
Yeah, at one of them I have to make a pause.
Yes,
yeah.
You can only stop at one.
Okay,
neither be a raib
let's
or
do
fi.
It this way.
ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ.
Correct.
هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Is it correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if I made a pause at the first one, I don't have to make a pause at the second one. If I didn't make a pause at the first one, I have to make a pause at the second one. And I cannot make two pauses at the both stations. Okay? Or I cannot skip both of them. Hey, come on, there is a station. Okay? Understood?
Half people are there,
yes?
Half there.
Yes, Hadi? MashaAllah. So the sixth one is Waqful Mu'anaqa. Mu'anaqa means... So, two kind of signs are together, okay?
Mu'anaqa means hug.
Sir, the baby...
Yeah, hugging each other.
Sir, baby...
It means they are together, yes? Always. So maybe in the Quran, again, we have, okay, many others. Repeated, okay? So they are together. Sir, you cannot see one of them, okay? Those three dots.
Yeah, they cut the eyes of Shay and put there.
The eyes of?
Shay.
Sheen, eyes of Shay.
Sheen.
Sheen, the dance of Sheen. Yeah.
Sheen.
That's it. Okay. Alhamdulillah, we learned this one as well. Meem was the sign of waqful lazim or obligatory waqf, right? Station or stop, stopping. The next one is about, sometimes you see qif, qaf and fa.
Together?
Yeah, together. Qif.
It means you have to stop.
Qif means, hey, qif. It means stop.
Qif means don't move.
Don't move, stop. In some traffic stations, if you go, yes, on the street, you will see qif. Yeah. Or it's written tawakkuf.
I saw it.
But in the Quran, it's not written tawakkuf, okay? It's written, it's on the kind of
what
the banners, okay,
that?
on the streets, yes?
What page
but
can
here,
we...
But here, okay, in the Quran, we have the word qif. All right,
what
Mahdi?
What page can we find
Hadi,
that?
What does it mean? What does qif mean, Hadi?
You should stop.
Oh, stop. Don't move.
But where can we find the qif?
Qif. We can find it, inshallah. And it's not a lot, okay? Thank you so much for joining us. May Allah Almighty, inshallah, bless us all and grant us health, insurance, and happiness, inshallah. May Allah Almighty hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, and thanks to Sevier International School Network, and also thanks to the students of Sevier International School and the teacher of the school. Yeah. Thank you so much. May Allah Almighty bless you. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi al-farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان